This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Government decides to recommend President Bidya Devi Bhandari to summon the House session on March the 7th. Communications Minister Parbat Gurung claims KP Sharma Oli-led government will not fall immediately. And US intelligence claims Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to recommend to President Bidya Devi Bhandari to summon the House session on March the 7th. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening took this decision. The decision came 4 days after the Supreme Court delivered its verdict to restore the House of Representatives, further directing the government to summon the House session within the next 13 days of the verdict. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished a speedy recovery to Nepali Congress leader Navindra Raj Joshi, who is undergoing treatment for a stroke. President Bhandari's press advisor Tika Dahal reached the Norwich Hospital in Thapathali this morning on behalf of President Bhandari. Joshi is currently undergoing treatment in the intensive care unit. Advisor Dakal inquired about the leader Joshi's health condition with the concerned doctor. Minister for Communication Parbat Gurung has claimed that the KP Sharma Oli-led government will not fall immediately. Speaking at the inauguration of the 27th Annual General Meeting of the Computer Association of Nepal, CAN, in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung said the government led by the KP Sharma Oli, a rich leader with vision and high morale, is not so weak that it will collapse if anyone makes noise or makes any effort. Minister Gurung further added that the study is underway to reduce taxes or anything else that can be done to reduce the cost of internet. Minister Gurung said that the computers have reached every school in the country but have not been used due to internet access and technical difficulties, which the government is making efforts to solve. Nepali leg spinner Sandeep Lamichhane has left for Pakistan today to play in Pakistan Super League. He is included in Lahore Qalandars in the league. According to Sandeep Lamichhane's manager, Raman Sivakoti, Lamichhane is scheduled to play the match this evening. PSL had picked 25 foreign players, including Lamichhane, for the 6th edition of its tournament. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country due to the influence of westerly wind, with chances of light rain accompanied by thunder at some places. Meteorologist Raju Pradhananga said the sky would be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country today, with the possibility of light rain along with thunder and lightning at one or two places due to the partial influence of the westerly wind. There are chances of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country towards the afternoon today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division stated that the minimum temperature was 12 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 24.7 degrees Celsius in the Kathmandu Valley in the last 24 hours. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A US intelligence report has found that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the murder of exiled Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. The report released by the Biden administration says the prince approved a plan either to kill or capture Khashoggi. U.S. announced sanctions on dozens of Saudis, but not the prince himself. Saudi Arabia rejected the report, calling it negative, false, and unacceptable. Crown Prince Mohammed, who is effectively the kingdom's ruler, has denied any role in the murder. Khashoggi was killed while visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body caught up. The 59-year-old journalist once had been an advisor to the Saudi government and close to the royal family, but fell out of favor and went into self-imposed exile in the United States in 2017. More than 300 schoolgirls have been kidnapped by unidentified gunmen from a school in northwestern Nigeria. Police say they believe the girls were taken to a forest after being abducted from the boarding school in Zamfara State on Friday morning. It is the latest mass kidnapping from schools in recent weeks. Armed gangs often seize school children for ransom. President Muhammadu Buhari condemned the latest kidnapping as inhumane and totally unacceptable. Mr. Buhari said that although authorities could deploy massive force against the bandits, there were fears that the schoolgirls could be used as human shields. More than 400 prisoners are on the run in Haiti after escaping from the jail near the capital, Port-au-Prince. Authorities said 25 people died following Thursday's mass escape from the prison, including the prison director. Officials say victims included bystanders who were caught up in the violence. One of those who fled, a powerful gang leader named as Arnel Joseph, was killed hours after escaping. Staff at the nearby clothing store told they had been forced to give them items to the escaped prisoners. Haiti's communications secretary told the jail was inaugurated in 2012 and was designed for a maximum capacity of 872 inmates. The jail had held more than 1,500 prisoners before the breakout. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Government decides to recommend President Bidya Devi Bhandari to summon the House session on March the 7th. Communications Minister Parbat Gurung claims KP Sharma Oli-led government will not fall immediately, and US intelligence claims Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.